Our reading from the first letter of Peter, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Beloved, I exhort the presbyters among you, as a fellow presbyter, and witness to the sufferings of Christ, and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. Tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constraint, but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. The word of the Lord. Well, it's quite unusual for the church to celebrate a chair. Today is the feast of the chair of St. Peter. We normally celebrate a saint of the day or a martyr, but on occasion we celebrate something unusual in the church, like the dedication of one of the basilicas or something like today. The relic of the chair of St. Peter, which is found at the Basilica in Rome, St. Peter's Basilica, now encased inside a large reliquary. Really, it's a monument built by the great artist Bernini. And it's behind the huge altar of Bernini at the same cathedral there, Basilica, on the apse. It's high up. It's held up by four church fathers, the great fathers of the church, and it rises like floating in the air, and inside this bronze reliquary is the ancient chair, believed to have been the chair that St. Peter sat on when he preached. So it's there as a sign of the role of the church, of the role of the office of Pope. It's not just a chair, though it is a wonderful relic. It's really to celebrate today the office of the Pope, the authority in the church. And we often even call our own cathedral the cathedra, which means chair, the place where the bishop holds together the unity of the diocese and represents the unity of the church. All of this from the first authority of the apostles who were led by Peter. It's quite a common word for us. Sometimes we even say the cathedra at the university, the chair of one department at the university is the cathedra. Or some of us have been the chairperson or the chair of a meeting. You must chair the next session, the next meeting. Presently in the United States, there's a vacancy of the seat or on the bench of the Supreme Court. So we talk about the bench, the seating of someone because of the death of one of the Supreme Court judges. So we know that this chair is not just a physical thing, a relic, but the role of authority and the office that many of us hold. It's the role of not only the Pope, but Jesus' teaching about how they are to be as servants to one another, the Pope, the Cardinal, the bishops, the priests, the deacons, and all of us. It's not to lord it over others, as this letter from Peter himself says. All of us have some authority or power. You might think of yourself as powerless, but when you really get down to it in one way or another, most of us will find that, well, we actually do have some role in relationship to others. For example, how do you handle your role as a parent? Are you kind and good to your children? Or are you quite strong and dominating? How do you treat your employees if you are the employer or the boss, or your co-workers if you have other co-workers under you? What kind of relationship do students have with you as a teacher, a professor? Maybe you're an older sibling, older brother or sister. How do you act in relationship to your younger siblings? If you've been given a title or a role or have been elected to something or appointed to direct or lead others, do you do so you know, in a kind way rather than as a tyrant or dictator. When it even gets down to having a pet or a dog or a cat, would that animal, if it could talk, say that you treat him well, her well, under your ownership? So you see, there are many, many different roles that we have. And usually we have some authority or some leadership or some power over someone or something. This letter from Peter, the first letter of Peter, says very clearly, we are not to lord it over those under us. It's Jesus' way of being humble, of serving rather than being served. And he asks us as Christians to be that to one another, whether we are part of the church's ministry or clergy or not. I find it interesting that our Pope Francis, the one who sits on the chair of Peter today, is constantly reminding us not to be clerical priests, not to be arrogant bishops, to not have cronyism, favoritism dominating others in the church, to not pontificate. It's an interesting word, isn't it? When he himself is the pontiff, it's come to mean something very negative in English language. Don't pontificate, which means don't rant and rave, sound dogmatic, arrogant, lord it over others, lecture other people. Sad that that's what the pontificate has come to mean for some people in very wrong periods of history. This is a great day for us to celebrate not only our unity in the church under one who sits on the chair of Peter, but for all of us to be aware of our role and our use of authority.